This is Ken Barron with the NABWNT, and this is the second episode in a series of revived NA podcasts. And in this one, we're going to look at the topic of friendship. It's a podcast that was quite a while ago, so the concept of the Denver chapter was active at that time, but no longer. But still, the message is the same. Here we go, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. The NABWNT. This is Ken Barron, and I'm with the NABWNT, and our podcast today is on friendship and the possible theme for the new Denver chapter, and who knows, maybe for the NA, but friendship. So the new Denver chapter founder, Robert, brought to my attention a great blog. It's called The Mustard Seed, which talked about a great concept that, quote, friends cultivate creativity, compassion, and a sense of belonging. Studies have indicated that if you have a best friend at work, you are 7 times more likely to thrive in your job. On the other hand, a lack of deep and lasting friendships have been shown to be having negative effects on your health and well-being, unquote. So it goes on to say that if we've lost the value of cultivating friendships with people who are unlike us, so what's going to about this be, could it perhaps be friendships with those that are a different race, maybe, religion or gender? What about friendships with those who represent different political beliefs or with people who make us feel uncomfortable? So part of this may be attributed, I think, to the use of social media and its fragmentation of the real live events and the online communities. And this blog points out that our communities tend to be somewhat fragmented on this. So it's unfortunate that within many social and religious communities, homogeneous patterns continue to be recycled from ages to ages, generations to generations, and churches, for example, often do not represent minorities. In my church, for example, it is mostly white, but I feel fortunate that they campaign for people at the margin. I hope they also talk to people outside of their circle about racism. They do talk about Michelle Alexander and her book, The New Jim Crow, which I advise you wholeheartedly to read. And in that book, she says, we have not ended racial caste in America. We have just merely redesigned it. So when Black Lives Matter demonstrated on the death of Michael Brown, if you are another race, you might not take up that issue or even utter all lives matter. Here at the NABWNT, we celebrate our brotherhood of black and white men fighting for racism. But let's not move out of our friendship zone, and let's infiltrate, as it were, our communities at a large and make friends there and stand on the side of racial justice for all people at the margins. This is Ken Barron with the National Association of Black and White Men Together, wishing you peace, harmony, and hoping you fight against racism and homophobia. We're on NABWMT.org, Facebook, and we have chapters around the country. Look them up, and we hope to hear from you soon.